protests in Vietnam against China as it asserts claim for almost all the South China Sea, an area rich in oil, gas, and fish. New Chinese passports feature maps staking claims to much of the region. Authorities also have declared the right to stop and search ships in disputed waters. Philippines Foreign Affairs spokesman Raul Hernandez says that would violate international law.
We will have problems with freedom of navigation and also with lawful commerce. And this will be a threat to all countries, not only in the region, but to all those countries that use this sea lanes of communication.
In April, ships from the Philippines and China had a tense two-month standoff about fishing grounds in the Scarborough Shoals. China's foreign ministry spokesman Hong Lei criticizes harassment of Chinese fishermen and Vietnam's exploration with India of disputed resources.
China opposes unilateral oil and gas development in disputed waters of the South China Sea. We hope that concerned countries respect China's position and rights.
Beijing has avoided discussing the issue with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, despite overlapping claims with four of its 10 members, Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Vietnam, as well as China and Taiwan. ASEAN summits this year in Cambodia saw the host agree with China in quashing negotiations on a decade-old code of conduct in the South China Sea aimed at preventing conflict. Indonesian Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa cautions all parties against escalation, which he says appear aimed at preempting negotiations.
They want to have a head start by having situations on the ground or situations at sea before that eventuality come about. And this is what we need to caution against, because then we will have a tit-for-tat type of situation.
ASEAN Secretary General Surin Pitsuwan says increasing tensions have complicated attempts for a peaceful solution.
We have to be an honest broker. We have to be a neutral mechanism, effective mechanism of balancing various contending and competing interests who claim that they have legitimate interests in the region, in the issue.
President Barack Obama for the first time joined the East Asia Summit in Phnom Penh as part of the U.S. pivot to Asia. The increasing American presence in the region is welcomed by many as a counterbalance to China's influence. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.